You're listening to the Collaboration Twins podcast with me, Kelly.
And me, Rob. I hope you guys enjoy it.
So welcome back to episode 3 of season 2 of the Collaboration Twins podcast. One to celebrate tonight. So cheers, Rob.
Chin chin.
Because after what feels like months, we have finally released our course, How to Survive Twins in the First 12 Months. And I must say, I'm getting a little bit overwhelmed by the people sharing it and the kindness in the comments. How are you feeling about it?
Different for me, isn't it?
Mainly because it's
Mr. Worldwide.
Mr. Worldwide. Maybe because it's me who's
no. It's
the,
because
the, I'm the face, but actually the hard work is you.
I saw the vision and what you could do, and you were like, "Oh, no one's ever going to listen to me. What do I know?" And I was like, "We have the humans in front of us as a result of this and their beauty." But I obviously my technical side to it is I've built multiple different courses, and I'm used to that side to it, like the websites and bits and pieces. I was like, well, I know how to do this. Just need to get you filmed, da da da. And like we've been doing it over the Saturday evenings, and whilst we've been filming the podcast, we've been doing that at the same time. So I love the fact of it. It's been the amount of value and the knowledge that I've experienced and what you've researched and what we've done with Ted and Erin. I just wanted to see you shine in what you do.
Oh, thank you, darling. And like, sorry, maybe that. We are completely a collaboration, aren't we? Because I can get on camera and talk about it, but I haven't the foggiest. And like, there were times when you were teaching me how to set up the website and I was learning how to edit it and do some of the writing and attach the guides myself. So, but even that I did very minuscule. So team effort, we couldn't have done it without one another.
It's brilliant though.
Yeah.
Like, without it being like this, it's not a sales pitch anyway. Like, it was purely born out of our frustration of not finding anything out there. It was all we've been scared. That's the reason my heart of what we do every Saturday night, sitting down and having this podcast, and the amount of people we've spoken to, and the amount of people you've helped, and the amount of mums out there. It was like, let's bring all that knowledge and put it into a simple course that someone can afford. They don't have to feel worried about it. It can just empower them to go, let's listen to Rob and Kel chat shit every weekend. But also there's a step-by-step thing that we can look over next year that's just specifically built for new or soon-to-be twin parents.
Yeah, but it? I mean, from my point of view, yes, there have times it's been hard. I'm not going to tell you the whole thing's been plain sailing because that's a lie. But the overall sense, and even when I look back, it hasn't been the hard slog that people make out that it is for me personally. And I want to empower other twin mums and twin parents to feel that. I want you to have the sense that, oh my God, we really are blessed with twins. It doesn't have to be the horror stories that you might hear. And I think people that have singular babies obviously think, oh, well, whatever was worse with a single baby is going to be worse with two. And there are so many benefits and joys from having two babies. And that's what we're going to talk about today. I mean, I think we should call the episode Blessed with Twins.
Do you know what makes, like, even when we had the delivery today, the shopping delivery today, the guy was like, oh, thanks for knocking because the twins have gone down. He's like, oh, you got twins. God, that must be hard work. And I was like, no, actually, like, compared to, like, I was like, no, they actually, I bet you don't get that much sleep. I was like, no, they sleep like 12 hours a night. And he was like, how did you do that?
And I think, and having put this out to the community, when you become a twin parent, one of the biggest things you're going to get is comments. And a lot of people I know choose to see the negative and get bogged down by it. And I personally just, I just see it as positive. I think people are interested. They're intrigued. They want to talk to you. I choose to see it like that. It is a mindset. And I'd say for every 9 positives, I might get the odd one negative. But it's how you choose to see it. But I do agree, people, as soon as you say they've got two babies, the first thing they want to say is, oh, but you get no sleep, bet that's hard, double trouble. And we want to promote that it doesn't have to be that way. And that's what the course is all about for us and the why. And
it's just their website in general.
Like, yeah, we just want to empower you. Like, it's not scary. It's amazing having twins.
We started to record the second season like this purely because you just normalise of us just being us.
Yeah.
and obviously the audio version you can listen to, and then the community as well, and the ability to do the course. And if you're really struggling, then there's the parts obviously to sit down with yourself. But like that's the investment in that, of our time and our financial resources and what we've done within that. Like that is, it's greater than, greater why behind all because of that.
And as I said, I don't want to be like toxic positivity. There are times when it's hard.
Oh no, don't get me wrong.
And like, I do, like when I was trying to get them to sleep, or when they want to drop a nap. And like most recently, a couple of months ago, when they were transitioning from two naps to one nap, there are phases that are hard and it is challenging. But overall, the arching feeling is positive. Mm. And that's what we want to promote.
Toxic positivity is only fearful for people who are mostly negative.
Mm.
Like you said, I believe that we've tried to bring the most authentic views on twin parenting to light on what we do.
Yeah.
And if it's positive, it's positive. But if there's been tough times, it's been tough times. Like we did the reel the other day with like Ted and Erin crying
because we tried to do. In my head, I had this lovely idea of getting those. I got those water beads, but I got the bigger ones so they couldn't choke on them. And in my head, I was like, we'll put them in their puddle suits and then, and like, it'll be this lovely experience. And they just fucking cried.
No, it was like, right, let's rephrase this, right? What happened is you left the door open.
Yeah.
Because you're excited about playing with the water beads and also the twins playing with the water beads, yeah?
Yeah.
Your SEN teacher hat came on, but you forgot that you weren't in that environment. You were at home, so you were more relaxed. You forgot that the door to the conservatory was left open. You forgot that the plastic thing was on the floor that the kids thought, oh, sensory experience. So as you started setting it up, Ted went out there, tried to put his hands into the thing, face planted the thing, and as you picked him up to find him, Hemming came and was like, oh, bead, sensory, face planted. And so, like, they're in their little outfits,
dressed as a unicorn and a frog.
Having meltdowns, and then we sort of come round to
it. Well, the first meltdown is we put the puddle suits on them, and they both cried, which we took photos of. I don't often put the photos of them crying having meltdowns because I don't want them to be older and look back and think that we put their distressing times on, because that's not fair to them. And that's why I don't do it. You won't see a lot of Ted and Erin's meltdowns from me on social media because, one, I'm dealing with them in the moment. My head isn't film it to show everybody.
Yeah.
And two, I don't ever want them to look back and think, Mum and Dad used me during my times of distress. I was put on social media. So you won't see it. But every now and again, to get a bit of normality, like, they were in their puddle suits. They look cute. We were trying to get a picture of them looking cute and they were like crying. So we did have a little video then. And then, yeah, I went out to set up the tough tray with the beads, not realising the tough tray had some, like, old rainwater on it. It didn't take long. I just put the beads on the floor. The moment it took me to sort the tough tray out, bosh, one of them's put their hands in it and face planted the deck.
Do you know what we should do?
Pick that one up, bosh, everyone's done the same thing.
We should do CCTV and just record the CCTV
That could have been a You Been Framed moment. We could have earned 250 quid out of that. Maybe 500 with twins.
So, are we going to jump into what's happened this week with the kids?
Yeah. So, for me, we're fast approaching 17 months.
Hmm.
You tend to lose track. Like, up until about 12 weeks, I think you count the babies in weeks till they get to about 12 weeks.
Yeah, enough of that.
And it seems to be when they hit 3 months, then you count in months, and then they're a year, and then they're like a little over a year. And I think as soon as they get to 18 months, I'll probably say like a year and a half. And then when they get to two, I'm not going to say 24 months. So we're coming up for 17 months now, fast approaching a year and a half. The big thing I've noticed is Erin, like, you talk to her, she is desperately trying to mimic back to you what you said. Have you noticed that?
Yeah. Papa. Especially when I'm start babbling back in her language.
Yeah, she's probably thinking, stop taking the piss. But like, it was my dad's birthday today, so I was saying, say happy birthday to granddad. She's like, Baba, granddad. She's really trying to say happy birthday.
Well, she was playing peekaboo on the phone with my mum today. Like, she was actually taking a, and that was obviously like, we did a WhatsApp call, so she was only the small image. and she would recognise him in the small image that she ducked out of the image. She's like, peekaboo. And I was like, you are so clever. While Ted was climbing on top and he just appeared like,
bah! Ted did this thing right, and I picked him up for nursery. So I've gone in there. Aaron's like, mama, mama, cuggle, cuggle. Ted walks up to me. He's like, hiya. And then just carried on playing. It's just the way he stuck his little head out at me. But like earlier, they were doing something. And like Aaron was like really engrossed in trying to talk to me. And Ted just comes up and is like, ah, and like spinning in circles. And I just thought, there are two types of twins. But the animal noises, I was going to say. That's the other thing I've noticed.
Both of them.
Yeah, if you say to them, cow, sheep, dog, horse, snake, I think that's most of them. They'll do the animal noises. But if you add on that, horse, giraffe, or dog, they woof for dog. Like they're really knowing. They sign a lot of the animals now. I make a lot of the animal noises. Yeah, like I feel like I show them a sign and a noise for an animal and they're doing it like instantly. It's amazing.
I want to refer back to nursery.
What, the aka the infection centre?
Yeah, aka infection centre. Erin's had the sad moment of losing Missy, her key worker.
Oh, yeah, she loves.
Like, she.
She loves Missy.
If Missy, sometimes you may be tuning into some sort of stuff like this. Like
Missy has found us on TikTok before, so if Missy's listening but is not allowed to tell us she's listening, we know.
Yeah, we know. And she does miss you.
She does miss you. She
can't wait till like year two. But it just cracked me up. We're going into there and obviously Ted's worker comes up all bubbling. And it's only in the last few weeks that she's managed to go to a nursery without getting upset the fact that I'm leaving.
Yeah.
So she gets there, the lady turns up, she tries to make it all a big thing, and there is like, where's Missy? Where's Missy? She's not here. She's just scanning the room. And then the lady's trying to all be distracted, and she's just like, I don't care who the hell you are, you're not Missy. and then she's like, and I had to try and then put him down and then try and give her some breakfast before I left. So that'd be an interesting one to see how she adopts and changes now.
Yeah, but we should probably say congratulations to Missy and Danny, who was Ted's key worker, because they've been promoted.
Yeah.
So, like, that's amazing. We want that for them.
Yeah.
And they'll get, hopefully, they'll get.
Oh, but Danny, I thought, just say, as I got in there the other day, I was in the area, Danny popped in. She was like, hello. Ted's like, hello.
She rang me the other day. No, I think
she was like, you could tell. She's like, oh, I can't wait to see you again.
When so basically, and you'll get this, if you're thinking about putting your twins in nursery, which, by the way, we've done an episode on before, highly recommend for development, social skills, etc. So they've been moved to the toddler room. So you tend to have a baby room up until 2 years old. And then when you get to two, you can get some extra funding. And then they have a room for two to going on to school years. So they've been promoted to that. But when I called the other day, so you will get a call if your twins bump their head. This is completely normal. I have to do it in school. They do it in nursery. It's just a courtesy call to let you know to become aware. So I've called up, say I've had the missed call. And it was Danny. She's like, Ted's got like a little red mark in his head and we think he's whacked himself in the cup. And I said, before I could even say it's probably, she went, I know, Ted. I know what he's like. I said to the ladies, he's probably whacked himself on the head with a cup. So not to worry too much. And I was like, yeah, I was about to say to you, we know Ted, he's probably gone like, ah, dunk, ah, dunk.
That's awesome. So we're actually, let's quickly talk about it, because the new government scheme coming through. Kids are in one day at the moment. So we've got to wait till term wise, so it's like May next year is when they turn two, and then it'll be the following September that we can then start to use that funding to put them in an extra day, isn't it?
If anyone is thinking about nursery and a bit confused by it all, basically at the moment it's all income dependent. So if you're on a low threshold income, you can have a certain amount of hours allocated from 2 years old. All 3 year olds get, I think it's 30 hours of free funding. So for most working parents, you have to wait till they're three to get any free funding. But the new, unless you're in the low threshold, they can get, so I think it's 30 hours again from two. Don't quote me on that. But for us working parents where we, you know, we're not well off, we're not the richest of people, but we're both working, so we just come above that threshold. They've now changed the guidance that as of April 2024, two-year-olds are entitled to 15 hours of free childcare. But the way that works is it's the term after they turn two.
Yeah.
So for Ten and Erin, they turn two in May, which is the summer term. So they technically won't get the 3 hours until September, which is the autumn term. So if your baby's a Christmas baby, you won't get it till the spring term. If you're a spring baby, you won't get it till the summer term. If you're a summer baby, you won't get it to the autumn term. If you're an autumn term baby, you won't get it to the Christmas term. So this is amazing.
That was a lot.
It was. But this is amazing for us because it does mean that we are going to get some funding as of September. And then as the guidance carries on, you then have from 9 months old, which is technically when most maternity pay ins, there's going to be some free funding, but that's a little after the April one. So working mums, if you at the back of your head thinking about going back to work, it's worth keeping an eye on this government guidance coming through.
So important. We only had that conversation a couple of hours ago, didn't we?
I think that's one of the hardest things about being a twin mum and a twin mum wanting to go back to work. And 9 times out of 10, it's financially you have to. And then you've got the burden of, I need to work or I want to work, but I've got to work so many hours just so that I can put them in childcare. And then I need to find the balance of, so for us personally, I cannot afford to work more than 3 days. I cannot afford to work less than 3 days to put them in childcare. That is what I have to work. And I feel for everyone that goes through it because it's a ball ache.
Yeah. So this week's episode.
Hashtag blessed with twins. That's what we're calling it.
Gone from financial burden to hashtag blessed with twins.
Yeah. Let's talk about the best thing about having twins, because it can be scary. It can be daunting. And you might think, oh my God, I've got two babies, but we want to share to you like how much of a blessing having two babies is for us, because it really is amazing. And I don't have personal experience of just having one baby, but I've had the privilege of watching my nieces grow up and looking after my baby nieces one at a time. And I don't compare that experience. It's amazing. But there's also a lot of benefits for having two. So
can I start one bit?
I was going to say start off, Dad.
Every morning going into that room, which I mentioned in the last podcast, I open up the door and seeing two little smiling faces with our own little characters. When you wake up every day to go to work, to have a purpose, there's nothing more gratifying and making you realise what you're seeking for your development of your future is not for that, but the two smiling faces you step in the room through. And that's the bit that, like, has given me a real sense of, I don't know, just being just another reason to push in life. I mean, and it's not because I want to give them so they're rich and inflight. I think it's awesome that you have the ability, we have the ability, we've got two little babies who are toddlers, who are so unique in themselves, that you have the honour of waking up every morning, going to see them. And they give you that smile back as well, without judgment or without anything.
They don't care whether daddy's still in his boxers or mummy's got morning breath.
Exactly.
And I'm going to take that a step further. And this is something you've been doing, like, seeing them interact with each other. Like Erin wakes up, she's like, dead. She's so happy to see that she's not on her own. And you've really encouraged them to give each other a cuddle and kiss in the morning.
Yeah, so I've got a little routine. So I get Ted, take him out of his zipper, your bag.
He normally kicks his legs as you pick him up.
And then I put him on top of the little chest of drawers. So I say, right, sit there. And he knows what to do. So he sits there waiting. And then I get Erin out, obviously whilst looking at Ted. And then I get her and she kicks her thingy off. And then, so I have her and then I hold Ted and I say, stand up. So he stands up. And then I always say to them both, I was like, give each other a kiss and a hug in the morning. And then they give each other a kiss and a hug in the morning. And it's like, it's so lush having that next developmental milestone where they recognize each other and they have that, because they proper give each other like a cuddle and an embrace, like, ah, oh, I've seen you across the other thing, like, morning. And it's so wicked. Although sometimes where Erin goes out to give him a kiss and Ted goes whack. Like, Ted, come on.
Yeah, that's, yeah, I would say that's one of my highlights.
Yeah.
Having that. And from a very basic point of view, like, I have only ever wanted two children. I have always dreamed about having a boy and a girl. If you followed season one of the podcast, you know that I even manifested having twins, a boy and a girl. Mm. So for me, the highlight is one pregnancy, one and done. And if you want to have future babies, like, there's no judgment here. And to be honest, I get that urge every now and again. Oh, I'll just have one more baby. But the fact that logically and realistically for me, I've got everything I've wanted. I've got a boy and a girl. I've got two children. That's enough for me. It was one pregnancy, one and done. That, I think, is a bonus.
Mm. Yeah, but it's been like, I know we talked about last season, another episode, but it's been, I can't emphasize enough when I speak to people about it and they go, oh, twins or et cetera. I'm like, it's one of my greatest, feeling like a greatest privilege to be a part of a story of someone like you, who, like, I so love and respect, that I've met. And then you're like, I want to do this and I want to have these girl boy twins to be able to be the person that helps deliver that manifestation. Like, what an honor that is. Like, 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, whatever, however long we breathe on this earth, like, I know I can both look in each other's eyes and go, these two little kids, how magical they are.
They are.
Like, how magical that they're beyond just, oh, I found out I had twins or I found out I'm pregnant. It's like, no, actually, this was actually brought into real life from a vision and a dream and a desire and the world's going to give me life's going to give me this. Mm-hmm. And it actually then comes true. It's like, how phenomenally amazing is that?
And I think the biggest thing that I have and that I aim to empower people with is that having twins is a mindset. It really is. And you can learn a mindset. You can adopt a new mindset. And I totally appreciate that some people try for a baby. They don't try for twins. They're not like, they're not crazy like me. And if you only ever wanted one baby and you end up with twins, it can be scary because it's not what you expect. And that's what we want to do. We want to be here to support you because we can help you find that mindset.
Mm.
And we can help you realize how
every person that's come across, that's our podcast, that's then reached out to us.
Mm.
And gone, I hope you don't mind reaching out. Like, you've come across it. Like, the main things was, like, I feared it. And then I came across your podcast and made me realise. And it was like, those are the bits where you go, either you show me a message or I see it, whoever sees it first, I'm like, have you seen this person like this?
Yes, yeah, so if you're not aware, both Rob and I have access to the collaboration.
Yeah, as much as you,
do have access to it.
It's because I've got access to multiple different accounts and I've got loads of other stuff I do.
But, like, as you say, equally, I totally appreciate that most people don't try for twins, they try for a baby. Mm. And it can be daunting, it can be scary, but as I said, that's why we're here, to show
we didn't try though.
Well, we didn't try for a baby.
We didn't go, right, we're gonna have a baby. Like, no. they came through and then they were like, hey, it's both of us now.
Yeah,
that's awesome. So, right, rather get into that whole manifestation episode that we've done before, what's your next one?
I would say it really is doubles cuddles. And I'd say as well, if you've got newborn twins, you're in that early phase, if they're not both settling on you together at first, that's okay. It took a long time. I think when I first held the twins both in my arms, and you can see on that picture, I am fucking high on C-section drugs and whatever drugs they gave me over the 3-day period of trying to push two babies out. And if you're not getting it straight away, I didn't get it straight away, where you can hold two babies up on you and they sleep on you. I think as a twin mum, you dream for that moment, especially when you're pregnant. You look forward to that day when both your babies are on your chest. But when I finally got that moment, and they came rarely, they wouldn't often both settle on me. If they did, one was crying, the other one was trying to push everyone out the way, they weren't happy. I quite often, if you see the early Instagram, I'd have one on me, one on my legs. But when you can get that double hug, there is nothing like it. It is the most amazing feeling. But I just also wanted to normalize that it's not going to happen every time, and it might not happen straight away, and it might take a couple of weeks, maybe even a couple of months. I think I've got a really cool picture that you took for me, and I was like, Rob, take this picture, because both twins are on me settled and they're calm and they're sleeping, and they must have been,
when we're back here, weren't we,
maybe 8-9 weeks before I properly got that. And even
it was about 5 o'clock in the morning as well.
I don't know what time it is, but even then it took a long time. Now it's different. Now I can have one on each hip. And I had this thing that when I, and they know the song, so I've always sang different parts of the routine to Ted and Erin. One for comfort, one to give them cues that this is a new routine, like this is a change of balm, this is a sleep. And whenever I pick them both up out the cots, I put them, I've got one on each hip. And I go to the mirror and I always sing that, I've got my babies, I've got my twins. And they know as soon as I start singing that it's that routine, they get all happy. So I can have them one on each hip now. But double the hugs for me. When they,
do you know what's
when they
lovely,
allow it, it's amazing.
When I've got them, obviously the Saturday mornings when you're laying in bed and giving you that break, I get, like, especially where I've had the blanket out a little bit and having them, like, even today, they're both crotched on me and just chilled with me. And it was just like, I get exactly that. Like, when you've got them, I think I put a picture up today.
You put a picture up every Saturday.
You know, but because I love it. I absolutely love it. I know, like, as the day drags on, we all, as twin parents, know that it's just, like, it's a bit draining sometimes. When you
5 p.m. in it.
Especially, yeah.
The 5
especially,
p.m. hour. Yeah, everyone knows wanna, the 5 p.m.
Just,
hour.
Just go to bed. But, like, at, like, 6, 7 o'clock in the morning when you're feeling like that, and then, like, daddy's is, like, daddy daycare on the Saturdays is, like, you know, I've sat in this very room on the floor giving them bits of toast as they've got to develop it. And, like, those are the moments where it's, like, I don't know, I look back and I could have been, I don't know, like, just, I'd have had Saturdays in a whole different way, like, in a whole just different, non-purposeful way. I would have wasted time. And, like, being able to sit there and just chill with them, like you said, like, under a blanket, just chilling with them, like, I don't know, it's just awesome.
Yeah.
And and another thing I'd like to say is, like, it's more the fact of, like, they're just at that age, as much as you don't want to wish their life to get, like, they're getting to get older and older, because they always say, like, you know, it just goes like that.
And it does.
Just how they communicate and how they talk back and stuff like that, they started to just do that. Like, today, it was just awesome. I had both of them on me, chilling away, and Ted was being Ted and Erin was being Erin. And I was getting them to repeat little bits and stuff like that. It's just, I don't know, just wholesome.
I think, as you say, like, seeing two separate personalities develop, because even identical twins will have separate personalities.
Well, even just down to things like, you know, like me, I love playing with them and the fact of, like, rough and tumble.
Yeah.
But they all have different parts of them that they like to be tickled on. And, like, I don't know, like, little things like that, and just how they get, like, to get picked up and how they like to be cuddled and how they like to be played with. It's just two different things. Yeah. Even how I look at them, like, I look at Erin in a different way to look at Ted. How I look at Ted, I know that will make him be like, oh, daddy, I know what you're doing. Like, and even just, like, you know, when I do that, I do the jaws, da-dum, like, yeah. And they both run off and then they both run at me, like, oh, I'm going to take you on, Dad. It's like, they both have a different way of doing it. Like, Ted likes to take me on and just to embrace me, whereas Erin likes me to take me on a me and almost like take her to the floor and try and tickle her.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
I would say moving on from that point is twin communication, which is a real thing. And again, if you're not experiencing it yet, I don't think Tendarian really start communicating until they hit 13, 14 months.
Yeah, they like the really, way they do now.
They really started to have their own communication.
Yeah, so if you're in those early years, early stages like we were,
yeah,
where they're not even looking at each other, don't worry, it will come.
I'd say for the first 5 months, they barely looked at each other. It's for us, and again, it'll be different for every baby, every set of twins. About 5 months, they started to cotton on like, oh, look, hello, there's another one. And then you slowly see that develop. And I've got a little video that came up a year ago today where I had them in the, they weren't jumperoos, but you know those seated baby walkers we had. And they started
I forgot about those.
They started to giggle and laugh at each other and interact. And I got to a point, it was probably about 6 months ago, six weeks ago. And I might have said this on the podcast before. And I wanted to go to the beach. And so I changed Ted's bum and I was like, Erin, bum bum, and she goes no, and she runs away giggling or just point blank just saying no. And then I was trying it for a while and I went, Ted, tell Erin that if I don't change her bum, we can't go to the beach. And I swear to God, he babbled something to her. She came back and laid on the floor and I was like, this is voodoo, because first of all, you understand me, and two, oh my God, you just communicated. But for me, having this weird twin communication language that we don't understand, but they understand with each other. And like my favourite thing is, and I was saying this to Kay, which by the way, we've got to give Kay a shout out because she's been an amazing follower and friend. That when I was saying to her that when I put the twins to sleep, they don't go straight to sleep. They spend at least 15 to 20 minutes talking to each other over the cot. And I swear it's like they're having a debrief of the day, isn't it? Because they babble to each other.
If it's not like, been a busy day.
Like what's happened.
They go down quite quickly.
Yeah, but if it's nursery day.
Yeah, if it's been a nursery, they're like, blah, 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 blah.
They proper like just babble to each other. Yeah. And then they will go to sleep. And it's almost like they have to see each other. And moving on from that, like they've said to me at nursery, Erin was really tricky to settle for a nap, but as soon as she saw Ted, she kind of saw him through the bars and went to sleep. Is having that comfort of each other and that twin communication, which will come at different times for different twins.
Yeah.
But when it happens and when you notice it, it's pure magic and it's heartwarming.
Yeah. Definitely. Anything else you can think of?
There's so many benefits having twins. Like, as I said, like, and also you kind of, I said the pregnancy, getting it one and done. And also I do believe like you got the friend for life, like, because they've always been used to another baby. I feel that Tendarian are good with other babies.
Mm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Because they've kind of had that social
The social part to it.
Yeah.
Is massive, isn't it? Really, when you look at it.
I think that comes from because there's always been two of them, we've had to seek extra help and support. So they've always had mum and dad.
Yeah.
Or whenever people come round, like one of them's gone to another family member. So they're quite good with adults because they're used to being with other adults. They're used to other kids because they're used to each other.
I just love the fact that like when they play with each other and you like they've started to get that whole like I've got my back on you. Like, you've got my back.
Yeah, they rough. You know what I mean? They're like any, I should say, that twins are like, when people go, what are they like? I say they're like any other siblings.
Yeah.
They're best friends 1 minute and they argue the next.
Yeah.
Like every other siblings are.
Yeah. Anything else?
I was going to say the fact that, like, when people say to us, twins must be hard, my personal view is I think it'd be harder to have a baby and a toddler, or like a baby and a 4-year-old.
Yeah.
Because, and I say to them, yes, there are times when it's extra challenging, but when my babies sleep, they both sleep together. When they feed, they both feed together. There are benefits of having two at the same time, in that routine And I appreciate that's not for everyone, but if you can get them in sync, it makes all the difference. So like, I do get a solid break, because when they both go down, they both go down. Like if I had just Erin, for example, she was having an hour and a half, 2 hour nap. That wouldn't be the same as what a 3 year old nap would be. Even mum has said, having the twins and my niece Gabriella, who's a year older, having Gabriella now go to nursery, it's massively easier for her, because it used to be the twins would nap and then Gabriella would nap, but then the twins wake up. Mm. So she never got a break.
Although for singular babies, like, we've started to notice it as they've like starting to run pretty much around, climb stuff, drag stuff down, stuff like that. Like that part is a bit different in it, because you have like the bit is more like, if we were to go out for some food,
mm-hmm.
one person looking after one baby is different than one person looking after two babies, isn't it?
It does have a challenge,
That, but that's the mindset part to it.
Yeah.
Like you said to it, like, it's like with anything, if you've got the right mindset towards the privilege of having the twins and adapting yourself to that, then that's when it starts to become an exciting journey of understanding like different ones and how they are and like their different traits and how they communicate and what they do, isn't it?
And there are ways around it. Like when I take them to the park, if you put them in a little fenced off area, they can run wild. They're in a fenced off area. One tends to be the leader. So you pick up the other one, run alongside and encourage them to go together. You put them both in a swing, they're both contained. I mean, I'm not going to lie, sometimes I feel like I'm a shepherd and that I'm herding
The only bit that I would say on that is when they got the slide bit in the park, they both decide to try and climb up the ramp bit at the same time. There's no leader. They're both fine for it. Yeah,
I'm not going to lie to you, there are times it's challenging, but guess what? As a twin parent, I completely believe in you that you will find a way. Because how I deal with it will be different to someone else. Mm. You just get on with it. You do just find a way. Mm. And you find what works for you.
Anything else bless-wise?
Yeah, when they sleep. I've said when they sleep together. Mm. You know, it's such a cliche, but that quote, double the kisses, double the hugs, double the love. I have moments daily, and I've had it again today, where I've sat there with both my twins on my lap. They're sharing a bag of Peppa Pig, puffy lentils, whatever they're called. And as I said in the last episode, Erin's learnt the word share. And I was really modelling, this is good sharing. Ted, you're sharing. Erin, you're sharing. And watching them share this packet of crisps. Both sat on my lap, both happy, both watching a bit of Peppa Pig whilst they ate Peppa Pig cheese puffs. And also that sense of accomplishment that you can have. You can have this sense of superiority when you're a twin parent, because you can sit there smug in times they're behaving, going, yep, I've got two babies. I've got them both happy. I've got them both settled and behaving well. Mm. And that is down to you. And I think being able to have that little moment is so important.
I like the fact that I managed to get them to both like sit, and they come to sit down when they want some food and stuff.
Yeah. And relishing that, because you've done that.
Yeah. And I think you're right in exactly what you're saying there. Anything else?
You keep asking me if there's anything else. I could go on forever, Rob, but I will wrap it up there. But there are so many reasons, and you will find your own unique reasons and feelings why being a twin parent really is a blessing.
So this one is a good episode. If you are going through and binging us, it's a great episode for anyone who is soon to be your new twin parents.
Yeah.
Like to say, This is how far we're down our journey.
Or even if you've got newborn twins and you're thinking about the newborn stage. Oh my God, does it get better? Yes, it does. Yeah. It gets better. But it's
like
you
said, though, like you said at the beginning, you have the ups and the downs and the waves.
Yeah.
And as they transition through that sort of cycle, you get used to the new normality of looking after the twins and what they're doing and where they're walking and running. And you know what I mean? It's a different level.
Yeah.
Like there are stages where you look back and you have those blessed moments of being a bit like that, isn't it?
How can I forget the big one? When they make each other laugh.
Oh, yeah.
And you will get that from about hope, and I hope you do, from about 6-7 months, I can't remember exactly, but when they make each other laugh, and it's a laugh that you can't recreate, they can only do that laugh for each other.
I think, I'll be honest with you, I do get close to that.
You do get close, but there's a certain laugh that Erin will only do for Ted,
yeah.
And there's a certain laugh that Ted will only do for Erin.
Do you know what I do, though?
You can get them to laugh at each other, beautiful.
So when they're playing around, I'll get like Ted or Erin on the floor, and I'll get them to, one of them to start trying to like the same tickle movements I do. I get them to model it.
Yeah.
So like Erin will try and tickle Ted, and he's like literally like in hysterics, or vice versa. And then so Erin's laughing because she's like, "Oh no, I'm tickling you," and he's like, "Ah, oh, you're tickling me." And it's those moments, so like. These are the magical moments where I feel blessed that I have the ability to craft those moments.
I told you I'll keep thinking about this. Do you remember? And I've got a particular video in mind, and I think I put it on Instagram. When like they randomly, do you remember when Ted used to have a meltdown about me changing his nappy, and Erin out of nowhere just came over and started kissing him on his forehead. I mean, I say kissing, more slobbering.
Yeah.
And he went from meltdown to just giggling.
Yeah.
So on top of when they randomly cuddle each other, I'm going to add when they start kissing each other, when they go up and cuddle and kiss each other, oh my God, that's amazing. And you can only really get that moment with twins.
Mm.
I mean, I suppose you could get it with like siblings, but it seems to be intensified when they're babies of the same age. Things like that, yeah. So many. And I'm sure we'll talk about more as the podcast progresses, but should we leave it there for today?
Yeah. Thanks for listening, guys. See you next week.
Ciao.